Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This newly created podcast will have conversations with student athletes, coaches, and administration in the athletic department. The very first episode of the podcast will feature volleyball player Gina Kenny. Kenny, a senior on the team, has been selected to the Centennial Conference All-Sportsmanship Team, an academic honor roll twice. In this episode, she goes over how she ended up at Haverford College, what last year's ride to the NCAA tournament was like, and of course, answers some fun questions about herself. Here's my interview with Gina. I'm with Gina Kenny of the Haverford College volleyball team. And Gina, you guys have just gotten back. It's your first week back. Just tell us how your summer went this year.
The summer was good. I had an internship in the city, so I spent a lot of time commuting in and out, and then when I could, working out. So the whole team came back pretty much in shape, which is really good, and we're all healthy this year, which is also really awesome. So we're just getting back in the swing of things, and hopefully we're ready to start the season off on the right foot.
So talk about your internship. What did you do? You know, where was that in the city? Stuff like that.
So I'm an economics major, and this summer I had an internship at an investment management firm. It's called Glenmead Trust Company, and it was in Philadelphia. So I didn't really have any background in finance, so it was really cool to spend time learning about like how the stock market works, how people make daily decisions. I got to spend a lot of time going to meetings with other investment managers, and so that was cool. I don't live too far from the city, so I took the train each day in and out. And I got that internship actually through the Center for Career and Professional Advisory here at Haverford.
Switching gears back to volleyball for a minute, what made you get into volleyball when you were younger?
So I come from a family of a lot of boys, but I had one older girl cousin, so I always thought everything she did was the coolest thing ever, and when I was in like the third grade, I went and saw her play a high school volleyball game, and I knew right then that looked like the most fun thing ever, so my mom signed me up for the local CYO team, and I've been playing ever since.
So I guess your cousin was one of your major influences in the sport. Or were there any others? Was there a high school coach? Was there a club team coach that kind of was a major influence?
I'd say my high school coach, Kevin Haney, played at Strathaven, which is about 25 minutes down the road from here, and he was a really great influence. He really emphasized like team togetherness and bonding, so I really became close with those teammates, and it was just a great four-year experience. I actually didn't think I wanted to play volleyball in high school, so I took like the club season of my senior year off, and then like I couldn't handle not doing it anymore, so I knew that that was something I wanted in my college experience.
So when you're going through the whole college, when you're going through looking at colleges and things like that, what was one of the big influences in making you decide on Haverford?
So like I said, I'm from about 25 minutes away from here, so I definitely did want to stay close to home. And it was fortunate that I'm from the Philadelphia area because there are a lot of really great schools in this area. And I wanted a small school. I think a lot of my teachers in high school told me that the liberal arts environment was a really cool environment to learn in because you knew all your professors and you got to speak up in any class, even if it was an intro class. And so I looked for liberal arts schools around here. And I think when I visited Haverford, I was really impressed by the honor code and the whole idea of self-governance. It just felt like a homey place, so I really liked it.
And then at Haverford, there's a lot of emphasis on the academics, on the academic side. So how do you balance life as a student athlete?
I mean, it's never easy, but I think the athletics department is really, really places an importance on making sure their athletes are focusing on their academics. I know, like, one of the first things when I met with Coach Benoit, the first thing she said was, "You're a student athlete, the student always comes first." And so they make it as easy as they can here. You know, you can't have class from 4:30 to 6:30, which is the typical practice time. And they work really hard to schedule around classes, so I've actually never had to miss class for a game, which is pretty unheard of. And other than that, you just really have to focus on time management when it comes to homework. You have to know what you have coming the weeks ahead. You can't really wing it that day and get everything done the night before. So it does take a lot of effort the first couple weeks to find your rhythm and what kind of system works best for you. But I guess that's also the benefit of being a fall athlete is you kind of just get thrown into it and you have to learn right off the bat how to do your work quickly.
Is there one particular moment at Haverford that has stood out above the rest that doesn't necessarily have to be about athletics?
That's a tough one. I would say, well, from the athletic standpoint, Swarthmore is one of our big rivals. And last year, us and Swarthmore were the two top teams in the conference at the end of the regular season. And so whichever one of us won, that was the last game of our season, and whichever one of us won got to host the conference tournament. And it was a tough game. It went to 5 sets, and the last set was a really close score too, but we pulled it out in the end. And that, out of all the games I've played here, definitely stands out, because I think everyone on that team literally had the best game of our lives that day, and that was a really cool experience.
Is there one particular thing about the school, from a non-athletic standpoint, that stands out to you? Whether it's a place that you go study, or is it a place to hang out with friends? What is one thing about the school that stands out?
I think this is a little more abstract, but I think it's really cool that everyone here, it feels like everyone's looking out for you. So even me and Nina, one of my teammates, were in the library the other day, and one of the guys who works in the mail room ran in, and he like gave us a big hug. It's like, oh my gosh, how was your summer? How have you guys been? And I think it's really cool that even like someone who works in the mail room, all the staff in the dining center, all your professors, they all know your name. They all genuinely care about how your summer went, how you're doing. And I thought that was really interesting, because I wasn't expecting that when I got here.
Can you describe, from a student-athlete perspective, what was it like to kind of go through those up and downs last year?
Yeah, it was definitely a crazy ride. I think we knew all season that we were capable of doing big things, and we knew that we had a lot of talent. And so it was crazy that it came down that Swarthmore had to be our last game, because we were at the top of the leaderboard then. So it was really awesome to be able to host the tournament. It felt great because all of our fellow student-athletes were there. It was a packed gym. The energy was great. And that was really hard for us to lose that game. You know, we really all took it very hard. We all saw ourselves going very far. And so to feel like it was over was kind of like the worst feeling ever, especially because we have two seniors, and obviously you never want it to end for them, because once it ends, it's over. And so I remember like 2 days later, I was sitting in the library, and they do a live stream of the tournament selection for the NCAA tournament. So I turned it on. I was like, oh, you never know, we might get a shot. And I remember like when they said Haverford, all of our phones started blowing up, because everyone was texting each other like, did you hear that? Like, we get to play again. So that was really awesome to kind of, that was the first day where we was like, wow, the season's over. Like, we came so far and it didn't work out. And then to be able to get that bid was crazy that we got to keep playing. And then it was also like a really awesome experience going to the tournament and winning our first round there, because that kind of proved to everyone like, yes, we had one bad game, but we deserve to be here. And that was cool to feel that.
You know, as a senior on the team, is there a way you can summarize how the past 4 years have been?
It would be very hard. It's definitely a different atmosphere in college, because not only, like, the stakes are higher, the game is faster, and you have a lot more schoolwork, so it's just a very different experience. But at the same time, there's also that feeling in the back of your head that, like, once these 4 years are done, it's over. So I think I'm really just excited for this season, because I've noticed we've gotten progressively better each and every year that I've been here, which is, I think, is really unique. That doesn't really happen, that you see each 4 years an improvement. And so hopefully that means I saved my best year for last, because it has been great getting to know these girls playing college volleyball, because not many people can call themselves a college athlete. So it's been a great experience.
And then, you know, after your senior year is over, what do you have any plans after college? Any jobs lined up? What's your situation for after school?
So I'm still working on that. But I'm an economics major, as I mentioned. I think I would like to work for about 2 or 3 years before going back to school, and I would either get a PhD in economics or an MBA. I really like doing research, which is also really cool about a liberal arts school that's so research intensive. That might not be something you expect, but they do emphasize the research process here, and that's been really cool. So hopefully I can get a job for a couple years and then really think about what I want to do for post-grad and go back to school.
Okay, so now here comes the fun part of the interview. So I have a couple of rapid-fire questions, so just rattle off the first things that pop into your head.
Okay.
All right. Favorite movie?
The Polar Express.
Just you big fan of Christmas?
Obsessed
or
obsessed with Christmas.
Okay.
That's
all
my
right.
favorite Christmas movie, so hence my
really?
Favorite
not,
movie.
Really? Not Vacation or anything?
Home Alone is a close second, I will say.
Okay. All right. Favorite book?
The Great Gatsby.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Not really picky with pizza. Pepperoni.
Favorite vacation spot?
Sea Isle City, New Jersey.
There you go. Okay. Who was your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
So hard. Cartoon? Wow. Okay, do you remember? You probably won't know what this is, but there was a show called... Oh, what was it called? Dragon Tales. It was like, it was this really weird PBS show about these twins. I don't even know if they're twins. There were these little kids that had this magic like stone in their house that like transported them to a land with dragons that could fly and talk, and they were nice dragons. It was really cute.
I don't know what that
is. Moving on. Someone listening to this will know what that is.
Okay. All right. What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
That's a tough one. I was really obsessed with the Jonas Brothers for about 3 years in high school, so I'm pretty sure it's one of their songs.
Okay. All right. Now we're moving on to the deep thinking questions.
Okay.
All right. You could take 3 things on a deserted island. What would you take?
Wow. Okay, so I won't be annoying and be like someone. So 3 objects. Okay. I would take a photo album so I could remember everyone. I would take, I feel like a knife would come in handy to help me like just survive. And I would take a volleyball so I could have some fun.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's just hope that never happens.
You have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes.
My first question. Okay. Wow, this is a really hard one. I'd wish for $1 million so that I wouldn't have to worry about money anymore. I would wish that every day could be Christmas. Or at least I could live in a world where I could decorate for Christmas all year long and no one would make fun of me.
Okay.
Third wish. And I wish that we win conferences this year.
There you go. That's fantastic. If you could have 1 superpower, what would it be and why?
I think it would be really cool to read minds.
Whoa.
I think that would give you a lot of good information.
What am I thinking right now?
I don't know. That's why I want that superhero.
Okay. All right. So, my next question is, if you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Wow. I think I would probably go to the past. It's more of that I'd rather take what I know than what I don't know. That makes sense.
Okay, fair enough. Because if you go to the future, it kind of ruins the fun. And
right, exactly. Okay. I kind of, right. Yeah.
I buy that.
See how the world evolves.
So, if you could time travel to the past, what advice would you give to the high school version of yourself?
Wow. I would tell her not to stress so much. I think we live in a world now where everything is so, feels so important, getting into a good school and getting the perfect grades so you can land the perfect job. And it just feels like every decision you make builds on to the next one. But I think time, especially when we're young, is like so precious. And like we have our whole lives to be adults and worry about every decision we make. So I would definitely tell my high school self that like it'll be all right if I don't ace every test and if I don't get into the dream school, and I'll be fine, and I'll be happy.
That's really well said. And the final and most important question of them all is a hot dog a sandwich?
No. I've never thought of that before. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's because you're a very smart person.
Oh, thank you.
And that wraps up today's first episode of the podcast. Gina, congratulations. You are the first person to be on the Haverford College Athletics podcast. How do you feel?
So honored.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, or listen to the podcast on our website. We'll have more fall athletes coming soon. Go Fords!